Good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball. I should say this afternoon is 3:50 on the wristwatch, 10 minutes on the pregame clock. We're in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Right now we're at Concordia High School. We feel very welcome here at Concordia, and that's an understatement. We thank them. We'll mention today's game is going to feature the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies doing battle with the Fort Wayne Lady Cadets of Concordia. We'll mention the coaches having a greet together right there with the three officials. Keegan Cherry right there along with Nicole Bollinger. Got to mention Nicole Bollinger. She was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We asked for some sass, and she got them right back and wished us a Merry Christmas. I tell you what, she's a counselor right here at Concordia High School. She's been here 10 years plus, and she took over the reins for the basketball team right here at Concordia. This is her first year, and I do believe what I read on the webpage is that she played college basketball. I'm looking at her and Coach Keegan Cherry right now. She's just as tall as Keegan, and she looks like she could play the game. We got a little pregame plan. We'll learn a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard first. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Their school enrollment is 739. Their school was established in 1965. It changed from Jackson Central to Hamilton Heights in that year. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Yorktown High School. We'll mention in that sectional is Yorktown. They're currently 3-8. Newcastle, they're 7-7. Delta, they're 2-11. Jay County, they're 9-2. Hamilton Heights, currently 10-3 after the win this morning at Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger. And Muncie Burke, they're 2-4. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802. That's State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-3551. You can find them on the web at hhfcpeskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. The Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have an East Division and a West Division. At the top of the East, Hamilton Heights 1-0 in the East. They're 10-3 overall. Second position is Northwestern. They're 2-1. Overall, they're 9-3. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 1-1. Overall, they're 8-1 on the season. The Western Panthers, they're currently 1-1 in the East Division. They are 7-5 overall. And the Lewis Cass Kings, they're 0-2 in the East Division. They're 5-8 overall. And Lewis Cass is going to be in action tonight. It's going to be Eastern Thomas at Lewis Cass at 6 p.m. And I should have mentioned Western in action tonight, 6 p.m., they're going to play host to Taylor. In the West Division, at the top is Benton Central. Benton Central, unbeaten, 3-0 in the West. They're 12-0 overall. Second position is Twin Lakes. They're 1-1 in the West. They're 10-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights, they've yet to play a West Division game. They are 9-2 overall. Rensselaer Central at number 4, they're 0-1 in the West. They're 11-3 overall. And West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, They're 0-2 in the West. They're 8-5 overall. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're currently 10 wins, 3 losses. They're 1-0 in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. Per game average, this is the per game average for 13 games, 51.9 points per game offensively. Defensively, they give up 37.1. The head coach of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 91 wins, 45 losses, working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. They'll play Thursday. This Thursday, December 23rd, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel to Blackbird to do battle with the Lady Bruins. That'll be a 6-7:30 varsity start. PutneyInSports.com will be there. 4 minutes left on the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about the Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets. They have a school enrollment of 740. The school was founded in 1935. They're also Class 3A. They're in Sectional 21. There are 6 in their sectional. That sectional will take place at Woodland High School. In their sectional is Garrett. Garrett currently 10-1. Angola, they're 7-6. Woodland, they're 10-3. Leo, they're 5-10. Fort Wayne Dreamer, they're 5-8. And Fort Wayne Concordia, 3-9. The principal at Fort Wayne Concordia High School is Patrick Prokeen. The athletic director is Timothy Manigel. And the athletic secretary, she was very instrumental for PutneyInSports.com. Her name is Sarah Hellinger. We thank her for her help and cooperation. We'll let you know that Fort Wayne Concordia High School is located at 1601. That's St. Joe River Drive, and that's in Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46805. You can mention you can reach them by telephone, 260-483-1102. On the web, you can find them at clhscadets.com. On Twitter, it's clhscadets. They wear the colors maroon and white. They perform in the Summit Athletic Conference. There are 10 teams in the Summit. We'll mention from start to finish. At number one, it's Homestead. They're 10-1. Second position is Fort Wayne Snyder at 10-2. Third position, Fort Wayne Northrop. They're 7-1. Fourth position is Carroll. That's the Carroll Cougars. I take that back. That's the Carroll Chargers out of Fort Wayne. They're 8-5. Fifth position, Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. They're 7-6. Fort Wayne, they're 7-4. Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger, they're 5-8. Fort Wayne Southside, they're 1-9. Fort Wayne Concordia, they're 3-9. And Fort Wayne Northside, they are 1-12. We're mentioning the Hoosier Conference games happening today, 12/21, that's December 21st. It is here for Christmas. We'll mention on a Tuesday, 5 games on the agenda today in the Hoosier Conference. 7:30 start time this evening, that's Eastern at Lewis Cass. 6:30 start time, Heritage Christian at West Lafayette tonight. 6 p.m. start time, that's Taylor in Western. 4 o'clock start time, that's Hamilton Heights at Fort Wayne Concordia. Last night, 6 p.m., Yorktown visited Northwestern. I have no score. In the Summit Athletic Conference game day, December 21st, 13 games on this schedule. 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., Blackbird at Fort Wayne Northside. 10 a.m. this morning, it was Fishers at Homestead. 4 o'clock this afternoon, along with this game, Fishers at Carroll. 10 a.m. this morning, it was Hamilton Southeastern at Carroll. 4 p.m., same time as this game, 4 p.m., Hamilton Southeastern at Homestead. 1 p.m., Marion at Fort Wayne Northside. 5 p.m., it's Marion at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. 4 p.m., it's South Bend Adams at Fort Wayne Southside. 10 a.m. this morning, it was Warren Central at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. 4 p.m., starting here shortly, is Warren Central at Fort Wayne Snyder. 10 a.m., 20 is Hamilton Heights at Dwinger. And a 4 o'clock start here is Hamilton Heights at Concordia. 10 a.m. this morning, it was South Bend Adams at Fort Wayne Concordia. Our national anthem. That's our national anthem. I tell you what, good thing right here. That's the one time that this gym, everybody in it, going to be in complete agreement with the Hamilton Heights and Concordia fans in this gymnasium. We're all on the same page. Here comes the starting lineups. We're going to mention starting lineups for the visiting Hamilton Heights Canadian Huskies. They'll start like this. Number 2, that's Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, she's a 5'6" sophomore. Number 4, that's Mia Shields. Mia Shields is a 5'8" senior. Number 10 is Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner, 5'9", she's a sophomore. Number 24, Hadley Carey. Hadley Carey, a 5'8" sophomore. And number 42 is Michaela Moran. She's 6'3". She's a senior, the head coach of the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Now for the Concordia Lady Cadets. The starting lineup will be like this. Number 10, Kaylin Bollinger. Kaylin Bollinger, 5'7". She's a sophomore. Number 11, it's Lexi Canning. Lexi Canning is a 5'6" sophomore. Number 20 is Lauren Goodman. Lauren Goodman is a 5'4" freshman. Number 24 is Annika Nelson. Annika Nelson is 6 feet tall. She's a junior. Number 33 is Mahalik Lee. Mahalik Lee is a 5'7" senior. The head coach for the Concordia Lady Cadets is Nicole Bollinger. They're introducing the starters right now for the cadets. They're coming over and shaking hands with the official. And a good ball game in the works here, getting ready to happen. Huskies going to do battle with the cadets. Girls basketball. throw basketball right here on a Tuesday, 21st day of December. Not really a tournament. It's more of a classic. Pairing up with a couple of different teams, playing some basketball. The gym floor. I tell you what, this is a reset gym. If you look outside, you see just one level of school. Coach Keegan Cherry let us know it is reset. It's down low. They dug it out. The school was, as mentioned, put together in 1935. They've got a nice deal going on right here. They're getting ready to jump it up. It's going to be Michaela Moran. She's going to jump it up against Annika Nelson. There's the toss, the tip, control of the backcourt by Hamilton Heights. Picked up there by Mia Shields. She dishes off to Ella Hitchcock. Front court, first possession, Hamilton Heights. We've just begun. 7:48 on the game clock. First possession, going to be a three-point shot. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Right on line, that was Mia Shields. Rebound out there, Concordia. They'll go back the other direction. Working the basketball there, Lauren Goodman, number 20. She'll dish it off left side. That's 33, Mahalat Lee. To the corner, three-point shot short off the rim, wouldn't go. A shot taken by 24, Annika Nelson. Back the other direction, Ella Hitchcock directing some traffic. As mentioned, working against her is Lauren Goodman. They pass it off, they get to Mia Shields. She'll kick it outside. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Cameron Runner. 7:10 left. First quarter here at Concordia High School, Fort Wayne, Indiana. About 92 miles from Arcadia. On the dribble, crossover. She'll work across the lane there. That's Lauren Goodman. She'll make a shot, elbow left side. Got the bucket. It's 2-0. Concordia in front. Gonna dribble the ball up in the back corner. Pick up the speed, a little bit more pace right there. Ellie Hitchcock. She'll pass it left side. 30 feet from the bucket. That's Cameron Runner. She keeps the dribble alive. She'll pass it around the perimeter. Ball in the hands of Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock crossover. Sophomore dribbler. She's a very fine dribbler. She'll pass it behind the arc left side. Mia Shields. She'll bring it out top. She'll work it to Michaela Moran. Back to Ella, to the corner, Cameron Runner. They're keeping the ball alive, looking for a good shot. Driving the lane, kicking it outside. Mia Shields for three, got it. Mia Shields with a good pass from Ella Hitchcock. Lady Huskies go in front, 3-2. 7:06:05 left, first quarter. Working it around the perimeter. Drops the basketball, she'll pick it back up, looking to make a pass. That's 33, Mahalat Lee. She'll dish it outside. She'll pass off right there. Next number 10, Kaylin Bollinger. Outside the arc, touches her hands now. 24, Annika Nelson. They work it back to Lexi Panning. Outside the arc, three-point shot just short. Rebounding the basketball is Concordia. She turned around jumper just outside the paint. Shot good there by 24, Annika Nelson. Concordia back on top by one. 4-3 ball game. First quarter, 5:23 left. Ball's in the front court, Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields, pass around the perimeter, Michaela Moran. Back to Ella. Ella Hitchcock going to pass it back out top, but we set the offense. Going to be a low pass, a lob in to Michaela. She's going to get called for traveling. Moved her feet slightly. That was a good entry pass from Abby Cherry. Michaela going to get a shoe tie going on right now. 5:08 on the game clock. 4-3 contest. Concordia in front. Going to be inbound 84 feet away. I think they're going to show a press right now in the backcourt. Pass it out over Lexi Panning with the basketball. Caught double team in the front court in the corner deep. She'll pass out of it. She'll get it to Annika Nelson. She'll dish it off. McCollett Lee, she's going to get called for traveling. Trying to keep that pivot foot still. By the time she got baseline again on the pivot, she lifted that foot and traveling violation was called. Gives it back to Hamilton Heights. 4-3 contest, Concordia in front. Working to the right side, that's Ella Hitchcock outside. Working to Cameron Runner, now back to Mia Shields on the dribble straight away. She'll work at right side, 3-point shot in the air. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. That was Ella Hitchcock. Rebound out there, Concordia. On the dribble, Kaylin Bollinger. She's going to finish off. They'll drive the paint. 2-point shot good. Credit the bucket. Number 20, Lauren Goodman. the 6-3 ball game, Concordia in front. 4:10 left, first quarter. They'll pass it down low to Michaela. She'll get the bucket off the glass, and she'll shoot one. Michaela Moran, good entry pass, found her in the paint. She went immediately off the glass. Foul, first foul of the ball game, going to be whistled. On number 11, Lexi Penning. She's got one, she has one. Hamilton High, she yet to commit a foul. 3-point play, rimmed around, fell off. The weight in that ball just didn't let it fall in. It fell off the rim. Didn't go. She got the two, though. Ball's in the backcourt. Going to lose the footing. Got a young lady on the surface here. They're going to come check on her. They blow the whistle. Send the players back to their original benches. And they'll attend to her. Trainer coming out right now. Going to talk with her. Check on her. She's up on her feet. That's number 10. Kaylin Bolinger. Kaylin Bolinger, a 5'7 sophomore. I believe she is the coach's daughter. She passed her on the back. She's going to take a seat. She's got a water bottle in her hand. So checking in the lineup, we're going to see number 30, Karma Bryant. Karma Bryant, she's a 5'6 sophomore. Taking a breather on the bench is number 10, Kaylin Bolinger. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Into paint. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Dribbling baseline is Mia Shields. Mia Shields, they're going to call it a block shot. Ball came down in their hands. That should have been a travel. Was not called. You can't catch your own block shot. 3:38. Ball's in the front court. Working it around there. Lexi Tanning, number 11. She'll bounce it back out. Point guard, number 20, Lauren Goodman. Goodman brings it back out. That's Mahala Lee. She's on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hickok. She's going to pass it out of bounds, trying to get it to her teammate. Trying to get it to Goodman. Ball goes out of bounds in front of the Husky bench. Mateo's going to try that shoe again or the second one. She's up, ready to go, crossing the timeline. Ball's going to be brought in front of the Husky bench. Brought in right there by Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok dribbles across the timeline. She'll work at left side. Michaela, she gets the ball back from Michaela. Pick up a screen. She's outside now. She'll pass it down low. Michaela Moran, a little bit strong off the rim. Would go. In the paint, off the backboard, a little bit strong. Rebound out of there by Concordia on the dribble. That's number 20, Lauren Goodman. She'll work at left side. They'll work at baseline. Shot going to be a block shot. Michaela Moran blocks the shot. Mia Shield saves the ball from going out of bounds. Going back the other direction is Cameron Runner. Cross-court pass, other three-point line, she'll get it back to Hadley Cherry, she'll drive the lane, drive the baseline, wouldn't get the shot. Out top, shot again, three-point land, wouldn't go for Mia Shields. Back the other direction, Concordia, short off the rim, shot right there, Lexi Tanning, rebound control by Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner to the front court, she'll pass it down low to Mia Shields. Mia Shields going up for a shot, got fouled in the act of shooting. To the baseline. Foul's going to be whistled on the cadets. That's going to be his second on the team. Foul whistled on 33. Mahala Lee, 5'7 senior. She picks up her first free throw line. Mia Shields. She's leading the team with 83% average. And she gets that one. She'll get one more. Kaylee Roten in the ball game, number 20. She's the only junior on the Husky staff, I should say on the Husky team, taking a breather is Hadley Cherry. She'll take a breather. Second shot, getting ready to be let go right here by Mia Shields. So I had nothing but net. Mia Shields building on that average above 83%. She shot well in the first game this morning. Working at right side of the basketball. Back out. Back in the ball game is Bolinger. Left-handed shot, elbow right side, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Ella Hickok. She's going to bounce off. She'll give it off the glass here. Wouldn't go. That was Michaela. Ella Hickok took it down to where she had to release it. Prior to entering the lane, she got to Michaela. Michaela went up for the shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. That foul's whistled on 20. Lauren Goodman. Michaela Moran is going to shoot twice. She'll eye it and fly it. Short off the rim. First one wouldn't go. Got a sub coming in if she makes this one. Sub for the shooter. When you go into the scores bench, you got to let the staff know there that you're going in for the shooter. That unnecessary horn is just unnecessary. She got her second one. Back into the two-shot foul good for Michaela. back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies, 24, Hadley Carey. 2:07 left, first quarter. Lady Huskies in front by two. It's 8-6. Going to be a reach-in foul. Pressed in the backcourt, trying to steal the basketball there. Going to be whistled on number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner picks up her first foul. First foul, team-related on the Huskies during the first half. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Going to pass across the timeline on the dribble now is Lexi Panning. She'll pass it back out to Goodman. Back to Panning in the corner, double team. She'll bounce it out of there to Goodman. Long three-point shot, left elbow extended, window, short off the rim, rebounded the basketball right here is Panning. She lost the handle. It's stolen by Mia Shields. She's in the front court now on the dribble. She'll pass it off, point guard Ella Hickok. 1 minute, 30 seconds left. We're in the first quarter at Fort Wayne Concordia High School. On the dribble, pass to the left side. Now out top is Mia Shields. She'll dish it off to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble the lane. Pass it to the corner. Short off the mark, Ella Hickok for three. Rebound secured there by Cameron Runner. She went back up with a shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. Huskies get the third board here in the same time down the floor. Working it right there. That's Mia Shields. She dribbled off the foot. Going to go off. Picked up there by Concordia. Could be a foul call. Picking up that ball right there, dribble off the foot. That was number 20, Lauren Goodman. She went coast to coast, tried to get the shot off the glass left side. Got fouled in the act of shooting. A foul whistled on number 2, Ella Hickok. She got one team foul, number 2. First shot in the air, rims around, falls in. Good shot right there, Lauren Goodman. We've got 10 game stats for Concordia. 10 game stats. They played, I believe, 12, 13 games. Take that and show 12. Second shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound put back, wouldn't go. And rebound put back, Annika Nelson. Couldn't quite get it. 8-7 contest. Lady Huskies in front by one. 50 seconds left. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Straight out top, working the basketball. Cameron Runner, she'll dish off to Hadley Carey. Behind the arc, works it right side. Ella Hickok, they'll get it down low to Michaela. Michaela off the glass and in. 2-point bucket. 30 seconds left. Hamilton Heights by 3. 10-7. Early going here in the first quarter. From the corner, baseline, shot with a go. That shot taken by number 10, Caitlin Bollinger. Hamilton Heights with the rebound. They're in the front court now. 16 seconds left. Out top of the basketball is Ella Hickok. So working through the corner, Katie Roten. Back out behind the arc. A couple three steps behind the arc, and it's good. Just right of center, that was Cameron Runner. 3-point bucket. 1 second. Long shot to buzzer. Good if it goes. Did not go. It was online. That shot taken by Annika Nelson. At the end of one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights 13. Concordia, 7. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right here at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're here to ensure that you get the right parts the very first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are locally owned, and they are an automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Second buzzer sounds. Huskies out on the floor. Cadets working their way out right now. 8 minutes on the game clock. Alternate arrow possession gives it to the cadets. They'll bring it in from half court. Can be brought in by Caitlin Bollinger. She'll pass it slightly through the backcourt. Dribbling across the timeline now is number 20, Lauren Goodman. Inside the arc, right corner baseline. Shot wouldn't go. At 14, Sydney Reynolds. Sydney Reynolds in the ballgame during the break. Sydney Reynolds, 5'4". She's a sophomore. Shot off the mark right here. Elbow, right side. Shot taken by Lauren Goodman. back the other direction. They'll feed it inside to Michaela. She'll work the ball back out to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner in a spin move. She'll bring it back left side behind R2 to the corner, have the cherry. Skip pass out top to Kaylee. She'll bring it down low to get a pass into the pivot right there. And Michaela couldn't put it in the cup right there. She brings it back out of there. It's going to be Concordia with the rebound. Ball's in the front court. Working the left side behind the arc. Back pedal dribble. Lauren Goodman. She'll work the right side to Bollinger. Tipped away and picked back up. She's going to finish off baseline drive. Shot ready to go. That was 14. Sydney Reynolds. Back the other direction. Rebound secured by the Huskies. Out top of the basketball, Katie Roten. Back pedal dribble now. She's working against Bollinger. She's going to work it left side. And behind the arc of Cameron Runner. Going to pick up a screen from Hallie Carey. She took the shot. Ready to go. Short off the rim. Carum's out. Picked up by Concordia. In the front court. Bounce pass from Bollinger. They're working around the perimeter. Goodman to the corner. Bounce pass. Going to get it back to Bollinger. She'll pick it up out behind the arc. She'll hit, throw it in. Elbow right side. Shot taken. Wouldn't go for Annika Nelson. 6:20 left. Second quarter. At Fort Wayne Concordia High School. Going to work it right side behind the arc. She's going to dribble baseline. That's Cameron Runner. To the corner. Shot on the way. Short off the, just been long off the rim. Wouldn't go. That's Hadley Carey for three. Back the other direction. Ends up in the hands of Lauren Goodman. Out top on the dribble. Working right side. Sydney Reynolds. Back to Goodman. Now to Bollinger. Bollinger being guarded by Katie Roten. Moving their feet. Huskies are. And working. You know, bouncing in. Elbow left side. That's 24. Anderson Nelson. Ball's loose on the ground. Almost a tie-up. It's finally picked up out of there by Ella Hickok. Crossing the timeline. Two girls getting ready to check in. Next dead ball. Should say that's three. Going to be two for Concordia and one for Hamilton Heights. Working at right side. I should say left side. Cameron Runner. Behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Long off the rim. Kaylee Roten. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Concordia. Creates the rebound to Bollinger. She dishes off. Goodman out top. Back pedal dribble. She'll work at left side to Bollinger. That's Kaylin Bollinger. Sophomore athlete. 5'7". They'll work at right side behind the arc. Touches the hands of Sydney Reynolds. Back out top. They'll bounce it back in. Shot on the way for Goodman. Three-point land from the corner. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Kaylee Roten. Going to be a defensive foul. Whistled. After the rebound, Kaylee Roten secured it. Concordia going to pick up the rebound on a reach-in. They're going to whistle this one on 10. That's Kaylin Bollinger. That's four fouls here in the first half on cadets. Yet just two fouls on Hamilton Heights here in the first half. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Ella Hickok. Working against her, as mentioned, Lauren Goodman. Goodman going to pick the pocket. Going to be tipped back away, Hadley Carey. Hadley Carey's pick pushed it from behind. They're going to call her for a foul. They're going to say she didn't get all ball. It looked good from here. 4:40 on the clock. Hadley Carey picks up her first. Team foul number three for the Huskies. Crossing the timeline is Goodman. Left-handed dribble. She'll work it right side to Bollinger. Works it on around to the corner. She'll work it inside to Lee. Turnaround jumper. Going to be a block shot. Block shot by Michaela Moran. Blocked the shot of Mahalat Lee. She was in the paint. It worked back the other direction. Lady Huskies thrown in around the perimeter. They're going to work it down low. Going to be a whistle and a foul off the ball. Going to be a holding foul. They're going to whistle this on Mahalat Lee. Mahalat Lee, a 5'7 senior. Where's number 33? She's got two in the ballgame. Team foul number five for Concordia. And the play in the paint there wouldn't go. Al, you play. The Cameron Runner rimmed out, but the Huskies got the rebound. Huskies in the front court working the ball around. Mia Shields worked the left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. On the dribble, she'll work the right side. She'll deliver it outside the edge right there, working behind the arc. And she'll dribble in. You're going to get a shot block. That was Mia Shields. She's going left-handed. Trying to get it off the glass. Got her shot blocked. In the paint right there, Goodman. And Goodman gets her shot blocked, I believe, by Cameron Runner. Back the other direction. 3:45 left here in the second quarter. 13-7. Kind of a drought last few minutes right here for both teams. 13-7. Not a whole lot of scoring going on in this game quite yet. 3.5 minutes left. Defense is good. Ella Hickok behind the arc, skip pass, right side, left elbow extended, good. There's a bucket, Nia Shields. She kind of paid the price on the blackout right there. Good blackout. Basket goes in. 3-point land for Mia. 3-12 left. Looking down low there. Get the ball at Ella Hickok. She'll get it to Cameron Runner. She'll dish off to Mia Shields. And Mia Shields off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Timeout. 60-second timeout called. 3:05 left. Here in the second quarter. It's 18-7. And we'll talk a little bit about those Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers, they're in action today. They are in Miami doing battle with the Heat. That's today, 7:30 start time here on the 21st. And I will mention, on Thursday, they'll be in action at home. The Houston Rockets will be at Indianapolis. They're at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. That game will start at 7 on Thursday, the 23rd. If you want to attend Sunday, the next game would be Sunday. They'll get a few days off. Indiana Pacers will be at Chicago. Chicago not too far from here. Just a little bit to the west. Indiana Pacers are going to be at the Chicago Bulls. Sunday the 26th at 7 p.m. First Buzzer Sounds. And if you didn't know, REO Speedwagon, Sticks, and Loverboy going to be at Deer Creek, no. Verizon Wireless, no. They're going to be at the Ruoff Music Center. We're thankful to have the Ruoff taking over the Music Center. That's going to be on June 10th, 2022. You better pick up your tickets now. That place is going to sell out. You know it is. That's the 2022 summer tour for REO 6 and Loverboy. They're going to kick off their tour May 31st in Michigan. About 6 dates before they come here on June 10th. So foul whistle on Mia Shields. She'll pick up her first in the first half. 4 on Hamilton Heights, 5 thus far on Concordia. Going to go baseline with the drive just outside the paint. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go. That shot taken by Annika Nelson, 24. Rebound out of there, secured by Makayla Moran. 2:44 left. Second quarter, 18-7. Lady Huskies by 11. Outside, Katie Roden, still working on around the perimeter. Ella Hickok, just trying to get it inside to Michaela, and a good read right there, interception. She saves the basketball. As Anakin Nelson takes it to a teammate, they go the other way. To the corner, Nelson, 3-point shot, rimmed off, would go, rebound, butt four, and Cameron Leonard comes up with it. She was battling with Karma Bryant, number 30 of Concordia. So we're going to the corner. Going to go baseline now. That's Shields. Mia Shields couldn't get the shot. Left-handed off the glass. Power layup. Wouldn't fall. Rebound out there. Secured by Concordia. To the front court. That's Kaylin Bollinger. She'll pass it left side on the dribble. She'll take a shot in the paint. Goodman. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound bucket. Try to put it back in. That was 24. Annika Nelson. Annika Nelson going to get fouled on the attempted putback. Foul's going to be with them on Mia Shields. She'll pick up a quick second foul. 1:50 left. Free throw line. First one good. That's 24, Annika Nelson. Hadley Sherry going to check back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is Mia Shields. Going to pat her on the back. Does Tegan Sherry. Don't want her to pick up that third foul in the first half. 1:50 left. Back to the strike. She'll shoot the second one. She'll get both of them. 24, Annika Nelson. 1:48 on the game clock. 18-9, Lady Huskies by 9. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. Works a bounce pass behind the arc to Kaylee Roten. Out top, shot on the way, rimmed out, wouldn't go. That was Cameron Lunner. Rebound out of there, secured by Karma Bryant. Where's number 30? Taking it back to the point guard, Lauren Goodman. Straight out top, she worked it right side to Bollinger. Going to bounce it inside, get it to 30 once again, Karma Bryant shot off the mark in the paint. Going to be a foul on the floor with him. Foul's going to be with him on Hamilton Heights. They're going to call this on 10, Cameron Runner. I believe so. We'll double check. that on this show, and Katie Roten on the board with one. Not quite sure. We'll try to check that out. Working the paint across the paint right there. Shot good. 2-point bucket for Lauren Goodman of the Cadets. So they're working right there. And they still show so Cameron Gunner with just one foul, but she's already accepted that. So that foul must have been on Katie Roten. They try to work it inside. The ball stolen by Cadet 24, Anakin Nelson. She's coming on here in the second quarter, playing great defense. 45 seconds left. Works a cross-court chip pass. Now to the corner. Anakin Nelson rims off and goes, tracking down the board as Cameron Runner. She'll dish off right there to Hadley Cherry. She'll work it up ahead to Ella Hickok on the dribble. Behind the arc, she'll dribble in. She'll go elbow right side with the pass to Michaela. So we're going to see the corner to Ella. Now back out top to Cameron Runner. 21 seconds left here in the second quarter. 18-11 on the dribble. Free throw line. She'll bring it back out. Back pedal dribble. That's Ella Hickok working against Goodman. 11 seconds left. To the corner. Left corner baseline. Kaylee Roten passes it out there. Behind the arc. 3-point shot. Cameron Runner with the ball. Rebound secured by 30. Karma Bryant. Shots the buzzer. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. We're going to go to halftime. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights by 7, 18-11 over Concordia. Pretty good way to go. We'll work it from there. Hamilton Heights and Fort Wayne Concordia. Pretty good ball game in the works. So 9:55, intermission clock has begun. We thought we'd have a halftime guest. We'll still work through that. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, or Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. And I will mention you can explore their quality used car inventory. At FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. Also, bringing this contest to you is Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she has enthusiasm, experience, and she's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Speaks Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We're going to be greeted right now with our halftime guest, Mr. Dan Shields. I just call you Coach.
Coach is fine. I'll take that name.
I tell you what, your granddaughter, Mia Shields, she wears number 4 for the Lady Huskies. She drives baseline, she shoots 3, she plays D.
Well, she's a pretty hard little girl. We thought we would win this ball game easily. And with the fouls and the turnovers, they're right in the ball game.
They are right in it. I tell you what, you've been in several ball games. My dad tells me your pitching arm almost got you to the big leagues.
That's a long time ago, AJ.
Not too long. It's still worth talking about.
there aren't many people alive still remember when I played.
Oh, there are plenty of people. You went to Jackson Central. Your wife tells me you graduated in 64. That's a year before Jackson Central turned into Hamilton Heights.
That's right. The next year, the schools Walnut Grove and Jackson Central consolidated into Hamilton Heights.
So the first
graduating class was 1965.
That's wonderful news. I tell you what, you've been a coach for a while. You coached me in varsity football. You ran the program well. But you also coached baseball. You coached baseball. You coached my brother. I saw you guys play at Elwood.
Yes. Yes, we did. There were several kids on that team that you'll remember. Stoops was on that team. Doug Small. Yes, they were. All good players. The Hale boys were on that team. Tom and Tim Hale. That was a good bunch of kids.
That was good. I liked watching that. I think I was the bad boy. I was about 5 years younger. But I know you want to talk about the New York Yankees. If you're a big fan of the Yankees, that's your absolute favorite. I was going to mention, I did a Culver Academy game versus Central Catholic a couple weeks ago. Do you know who their most notable graduate is from that place?
Well, I know who was there. Mr. Steinbrenner was there.
Mr. George Steinbrenner, owner of the Yankees.
Right.
I'm going to share a story that he shared with me. I thought it was really remarkable. Mr. Rathman, that ran the printing company.
Yes.
He ran the printing company uptown Arcadia. And you and me used to get in a car and you drive to this certain place because you had to park in that certain place, hold your mouth just right so you could get radio reception to hear the Yankees games.
That's right. And also there's a guy who lives in Tipton, Pat Badgley, who's also a great Yankee fan. He and I used to sit outside and listen to the Yankees too, on the radio in the car.
That guy is a fan, definitely. He likes the Raiders, too. He's a fan of the Blue Devils. But your wife, Betty, she worked uptown Arcadia for 18 years at the town hall. And your son, Don's with you tonight. And you got two daughters, Debbie and Michelle. What a family.
Yes. They're all good people, I think.
Absolutely.
After their mother.
They take after their mother and their father. And I'm going to ask you, are you ready for Christmas yet?
I'm as ready as I'm going to get. Now, my wife, I think, has probably got a couple more things to do.
She's probably going to go buy you a present.
No, I don't think so.
She probably has to buy quite a few, though, nowadays.
Oh, yeah, she takes care of the grandkids pretty well.
That's good. I was going to ask you, Christmas night, about the best thing going on Christmas night, 8:15, the Colts and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, that should be a dandy. Also, on Christmas Day, Ball State plays in a bowl game.
That's
who they play. I can't remember. Do you?
No, but I think I heard that, what Miami?
Georgia State.
Oh, there we go. Miami of Ohio, that's in Sterling Weatherford. That's where he plays. He's going to play the bowl game, I think, this week.
He sure is. In fact, his interception against Ball State was the key in their victory.
He's playing well. I remember when he couldn't get two free throws to keep us out of overtime at Ron Colley. But we ended up losing that in overtime. But that guy has bulked up, and there's a possibility he could get drafted in the NFL.
Well, that's what I hear is he's an outstanding linebacker or safety. He can play about anything he needs to.
He's an athletic young man, and that whole family, all four of them.
Yes, all of them, including the little sister, Dakota. She's an outstanding player, defensively in particular.
Absolutely. Grant, we know he can play football. He chose basketball, but Austin Weatherford went to Rose Hallman.
Yes. Rose Hallman, he's an engineer, I think, as we speak.
Absolutely. And I got to interview a guy from Rose Hallman, it's the scout at the Elwood game, and he let me know that he and Rose Hallman, he is 3.8 or better GPA.
You not only have to have the credentials academically, you also have to have a lot of money.
Yeah, I would guess so. It's about like going to Culver Academy.
Oh, it's expensive, for sure. But people that come out of there, don't have to worry about getting employed. They're going to have a job somewhere.
Absolutely. I'm going to mention your employment, Dan Shields Insurance Agency. Now it's basically Shields Insurance Agency, but you're the reason that it's there.
Well, I don't want to take all that credit. I mean, I started it, but Don and his family have really prolonged it and expanded it.
It's working well. It's right there off of Highway 19 in Arcadia. It makes a good office right there.
Right. Thanks for that plug, but we're very visible there, and we've got the room, and we've got some pretty good employees.
Very much so. I tell you what, we're going to have to bow out of here. I thank you for participating at halftime.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, AJ.
We've talked before, but we'll talk again.
Let's do that.
Thank you, bro.
Okay.
That's Coach Dan Shields, Hamilton Heights football coach, 83 and 84. That was in the fall of those years. But I tell you what, Dan Shields, I remember. Gearing up for practices on a Monday, we learned the defense that was going to be needed for our next opponent. He scouted those out. He knew exactly how we could defend the next team. On a well done, Coach Dan Shields. Big time Yankees fan. I didn't get to mention Van Halen to him, but I used to tease him about Van Halen through the hallways up there when Coach Dan Shields was occupying the Dean of Students role. That basically, he tells me, an assistant principal. He did a fine job at Hamilton Heights. So getting ready for the second half. Alternate possession arrow going to give us to Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies going to have the first possession. We're going to put 8 minutes on the clock. Clock buzzes out. We are at the home of the Concordia Cadets. This football facility over there, gangbusters. My goodness, they can seat a lot of folks. I'm sure they do when these other Fort Wayne schools come to town. Working in the backcourt, ball brought in by Mia Shields on the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll bounce it right side to Cameron Lennon. She'll go baseline, go up the shot, and be a block shot. They're going to say block shot by Karma Bryant. I take that back. That block shot was by Mahalik Lee, number 33, 5'7 senior. Ball goes out of bounds. I'm going to give it back to the cadets crossing the sideline, moving her feet. Going to be a foul occur. Driving the ball right here across the sideline by the scores bench was Caitlin Boldinger. She wasn't going to slow up. The defender moving her feet. That defender had no chance. Foul whistle on Mia Shields. She's got three. 7:35 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Second half here. Second ball game of the day. After this, I believe we'll all go home and start tomorrow. Brand new. Mercies are new. They'll work it back to the elbow. They'll work it back inside the paint. It's going to be a jump ball. Hadley Cherry going to lock it up right there with Mahalik Lee. And the possession is going to give it to Hamilton Heights on the alternate arrow. Brought in 84 feet away. Brought in by Cameron Runner. On the dribble, she'll pick up the pace now. Left side dribble, left-handed dribble. Ella Hickok, she'll hand off to Mia Shields. She'll go around the perimeter, out top of the circle. Look at that. Cameron Runner thought about a pass. The lane closed up. There wasn't a good angle. By the time she dropped the ball again, traveling had occurred. So they'll give the ball back to Concordia. Brought in right there by Bollinger. To Goodman. Goodman on the dribble. Triple team right there, the bounce across the sideline, back to Bollinger. Caitlin Bollinger, she's trying to make the pass, it's stripped away, it's going to be stolen. Now it's going to be stolen back. It's going to be the last touch by Concordia. Good effort there in front of the Husky bench. She laid out for it, that was 33, Mahalik Lee. She's an efforting young lady. 6:45 left, we're in the third quarter. 18-11, that was our halftime score. We played almost 3 minutes, I should say about 2 minutes, second half, no score as thus far. On the dribble, so backpedal dribble, bring it back out. That's Mia Shields. To the corner, Hadley Cherry, she'll bring it back out to Ella Hickok. He'll pass it to the elbow, side elbow extended. On the dribble is Mia Shields. Thought about a shot, wouldn't take it. This is a screen there from Michaela Moran, elbow left side. Back out top to move the basketball. Mia Shields on the dribble. right there on the dribble, Mia Steele. She's working against Bollinger. She's going to dribble in. It's going to be a tie-up right there, reaching in and grabbing the basketball as Mia was going to go up left side off the glass. Reaching in there, causing a tie-up. Jump ball, gives it back to Concordia. So they're in the backcourt now. Bollinger going to pass across to the side, across the sideline to Mahalan Lee. They'll move it around the perimeter. They'll move it right left side to the corner. That was 24, Annika Nelson. Turnaround jumper in the paint wouldn't go for Mahalan Lee in a blocked shot by Michaela Moran. Coming back to the other direction, Hamilton Heights. Just right up center. Behind the arc, three-point shot good for Mia Shields. I should mention Donnie Shields, her father. He worked feverishly during the summertime. He worked with his girls. He practiced them. He was faithful to those girls. And he brought them up pretty well. And Mia Shields showing dividends from what Donnie Shields provided as a dad, taking them to the basketball court there in Arcadia. 5:20 left. Third quarter going to be brought in left in the bucket by Concordia. Brought in by Bollinger, straight out top. They'll get it to Annika Nelson. She'll dish it off to Goodman. Point guard, Lauren Goodman. On the dribble, left hand, she'll cross over. And cross over again. She'll take a shot 12 foot into paint. Would go. Rebound, Annika Nelson. She was going back up with a shot. They're going to whistle a foul on Michaela Moran. Wasn't much contact there. It's more or less straight up. But they're going to put her at the line. Annika Nelson going to shoot twice. She eyes and flies the first. It's good. She got a couple at the stripe in the first half. First time there now. And Katie Roten and Michaela Moran are six sides of the lane. Michaela going to work there against Mahala Lee. No rebound needed. Got both shots there. That's Annika Nelson for two at the stripe. 21-13. 8-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Basketball in the front court, Lady Huskies. She'll bounce it outside to Kaylee Roten, back to Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side via Shields. She's inside the arc. She's going to dribble closer. Reverse layup opportunity. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Kaylin Bollinger. She'll cross the sideline with the basketball. On the dribble, outside to Goodman. Lauren Goodman, triple threat available. She'll dribble left, cross over. Free throw line, she'll take a shot. It'll rim around. Where'd it go? She'll go to the stripe, fouled in the act of shooting. Number 20, Lauren Goodman. That foul's going to be whistled on Ella Hickok. She picks up her second in the ballgame. That's 3 second half for the Lady Huskies. First shot good. Right there for Lauren Goodman. She'll get one more. And I'll make the note, mention no fouls yet in the second half. Called on the Cadets. Second shot also good. And shoot their free throws well. You get an opportunity to shoot with the clock not running. You might as well make them. 4:25 on the game clock. Third quarter, 21-15. The dribble right side, dig it out behind the arc. To Mia, now back to Katie Roten, back to Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline. She'll drop out top, pop a shot right there about 4 or 5 footer. Got it. Rims off the backboard and went in. 23-15. Lady Huskies by 8. In the backcourt, picked up her dribble. That's number 10. Kaylin Bollinger wouldn't go. 2-point shot wouldn't happen right there. I believe that was Lauren Goodman. Rebound by Kayla Moran. She dishes off point guard Ella Hickok. She'll hand off now out top with the basketball behind the arc. On the dribble is Mia Shields. Back to Ella. Ella's going to backpedal dribble. Pick up the screen right there from Katie Groton. She'll pass back out to Roten behind the arc. She'll move to the corner. Cameron Runners. Get pass back to Roten. She's open. She'll take a three. A step and a half behind the arc. Katie Roten, good. 3-point land. 26-15. Steal in the backcourt by Ella Hickok. She'll get some Mia Shields back to Ella. Behind the arc, Katie Roten. Then move to the left side in front of the Husky bench. Cameron Runner behind the arc. She'll dribble. She'll go baseline. Take a floater. Wouldn't go. Rimmed out. Rebound control there by Mahalat Lee. Was number 33. Senior class member. They'll bounce one in to Bollinger. She'll bring it back out. Bollinger moves the basketball. Move it right side. Behind the arc. Shot would go. 3-point land for Goodman. Ball goes Jeremy. Last touch by Hampton Heights. Goes out of bounds. They're going to bring it in from the baseline left of the bucket.
It'll be brought in
right there. Trying to get it in. Bollinger. Finally, they're going to call a timeout. Cadet bench. She's going to call a 30-second timeout. That's Coach Nicole Bollinger. She's going to save the possession, call the timeout before the 5-second call might have been called. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com beginning in 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. The Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. And baseball each spring. And Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And down the basketball, left of the bucket. Again, it's going to be number 10, Taylan Bollinger, inbounding the basketball. She's going to get the throw in. She'll get it in to Anika Nelson, baseline, right corner. Anika Nelson dribbles it around, out top. Goodman's going to take a three. She got it. Couple of steps behind the arc. That's Lauren Goodman. Lauren Goodman, just a freshman. She takes the point here. And as she's nailing the three-point jumpers from behind the arc. 2:29 on the game clock. On the dribble, Mia Shields. She'll work it left side, check pass to Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble. Back pedal dribble. She's in the center circle now. Working against Lauren Goodman. Crossover dribble. She'll work it left side to the corner. Cameron Runner back to Mia Shields. Left side, Katie Roten. Working behind the arc there, Ella Hitchcock. House top, they move the basketball quick. They're working inside off the glass. In the paint, two-point shot good by Michaela Moran, and she acknowledges a good pass from Mia Shields. 1:55 on the game clock. 28-18. 10-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Bounce back, we're getting baseline. That's Mahala Lee. She's going to be tipped out of bounds last touch, I believe, by Katie Roten. Back in the ball game, we're going to see number 24, Hadley Cherry. She'll check back in. Lady Huskies going to check out a ball game, give a breather to number 4, Mia Shields. Might be an extended quarter break. 1:45 left. 3-point shot off the mark. Going to go that time for Goodman. While Karen's baseline is out of bounds. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. 1:40 on the game clock. 10-point advantage, Lady Huskies. Going to take a trot across the sideline on the dribble right here. It's Ella Hitchcock. Working against the freshman, Lauren Goodman. She'll work at the left side behind the arc. She'll hand off. Katie Roten. Katie Roten dribbles around behind the arc, passes it. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. She'll go straight in the middle right there. She'll lay it up over the rim and bounce off the backboard and fall in. 2 points for Cameron Runner. It's a 30-18 contest. They're going to lose the handle. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Concordia. Concordia faithful right here, set to my left, didn't quite like the call. You might have heard the dismay. 30-18 Huskies crossing the timeline. Left side, Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. 10, a Cameron Runner out top to Hadley. Works it right side, Ella Hitchcock. Screen for Ella from Hadley. Working around top right here, Michaela Moran. She'll dish it off. Kaylee Roten. Roten to the corner. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in the paint. Kick it back out. Ella Hitchcock. Behind the arc. Left elbow. Should say right elbow extended. Way to go. 3-point land. A shot taken by KB Roten. Back the other direction. Concordia. Goodman going to dribble in after faking a three. She'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Hamilton Heights to Ella Hitchcock. 25 seconds left. Third quarter. 30-18. Lady Huskies in front with the basketball. We go to the corner. Abby Cherry. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. Right there, Cameron Runner back to Ella Hitchcock. Cross-court skip pass, Katie Roten. 10 seconds left. Back pedal dribble near the center circle. Katie Roten takes off to Ella Hitchcock. 3 seconds left. To the corner. Katie Roten's going to have to let this ball go. Didn't get a shot off. It's about like having a shot clock. And Coach Keegan Cherry probably not real happy that they used all those passes and didn't get a shot off before the buzzer. good defense right there. Concordia Lady Cadets. Again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals, Indiana Express Rentals. When you said Penske, you said a lot. 8 minutes left, fourth quarter. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it to Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies going to inbound this basketball. Katie Roten, going to the backcourt to receive it, is Ella Hickok. She'll be picked up at half court by Lauren Goodman. Bounce back to the corner, Katie Roten. She'll pass it back out of there. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble left side behind the arc. She'll let it shot go. Rims off, short, would go. Rebound thought about by Michaela. Pulled her arms back, didn't want to commit to open the back call. 7:38 on the game clock. On the dribble, Lauren Goodman. Going to be a reach-in foul. I tell you what, Lauren Goodman, low dribbling right there. She has impressed me very much as a freshman, Lady Cadet. 7:36 on the game clock. Going to be brought in right at the bucket. Lady Cadet going to trigger it in. Taylor Bollinger, she got it in, bounces off the teammate. Bounced off Rexy Panning and ended up in the hands of Michaela Moran with the steal. 7:27 on the game clock. Dribble left side. Behind the arc now, Cameron Runner. Cross-court pass to Katie Roten. Behind the arc has Jerry. Skip pass back to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out. Skip pass right side behind the arc. Katie Roten. Back pedal dribble. She'll work it right side behind the arc. She'll go baseline now. Cameron Runner. She'll pass it to the corner. Three-point shot good. Ella Hickok from the right corner baseline for three. 33-18, a 15-point advantage. Going to be tipped from the back, tipped from behind, and stolen. Coming up to the basketball, Hadley Cherry crossing the timeline right there is Ella Hickok. Might have got away with a palming violation there, a little bit of a carry. The official was behind Ella during that time. To the corner, shot from the baseline, three-point shot good for Katie Roten. Timeout called. Concordia, they're going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. He can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, now we restore classic cars and trucks. You can call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, go to State Road 19 in Arcadia. Go west off of Howard Avenue. And we're behind the Arcadia Ballpark. Going to be brought in 84 feet away. Get the ball into Goodman. Get back to Bollinger. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. That's number 30, Carmen Bryant. Lost the handle, going back the other direction. Uncontested layup for Cameron Runner after the steal. 38-18, a 20-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 6:18 on the game clock. Working in the first, in the second half here at Cadet High School, home of Concordia. Over to the corner, and that's Annika Nelson. She gets the ball back. Pass a little bit behind her. trying to make the pass there was 20, Lauren Goodman, to the cutting in it to Nelson. A little bit behind, goes out of bounds. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is Hadley Cherry. Back in the ball game, number 4, Mia Shields, 6 minutes left. Fourth quarter, 38-18. Lady Huskies in the front court on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock. She'll work it outside. That's Mia Shields. Working against her is 30, Karma Bryant. Moves her feet pretty good. I should say that's Mahalik Lee on the guard there of Mia. Does move her feet well. Foul's going to be whistled on Mahalik. Mahalik Lee picks up the foul. That's first foul, second half on the cadets. Mahalik Lee has 3 fouls in the ballgame. They run that alley-oop play in the paint right there again from the inbound from the baseline. Good to go for Cameron. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Going to drive the lane right there. They're shoot 2. Kaylee Roten driving the lane. Wasn't set up. Trying to draw the charge. Right there is number 11, Lexi Canning. She picks up number 2. Team foul number 2. Lady Huskies with 4 thus far in the second half. 5:32 left. 2 shots. Short off the rim on the first for Kaylee Roten. Back in the ballgame, having a carry. Where's number 24? Taking a breather. Number 4, Mia Shields. Might be going off his defense with a foul difficulty. Second shot good. Got the second end of a 2-shot foul. That was Kaylee Roten at the stripe. 39-18. Trying to hold the basketball. And they're going to whistle this on a foul on the cadets. Foul whistle on number 30, Karma Bryant. She picked up her first foul in the ballgame. 39-18, crossing the timeline with the lead and the basketball. Hamilton Heights, that's Ella Hitchcock. On the dribble right side, after a cut. That was Cameron Runner, so this ball to the corner. Ella will bring the ball back out. Ella Hitchcock, behind the arc, she'll pass off. Katie Roten lost the handle. Picked up by Michaela Moran. Michaela Moran, right place, right time. They'll reset the offense, and they'll continue. On the dribble, high dribble, she'll go off the glass. They're going to call travel. Not quite sure the generation of referees might make a difference there on that high dribble when you get a step and a half for a layup. 4:52 on the game clock. 39-18. Goodman in the front court is going to be a reach-in. Lady Huskies, is it going to be? If it's going to be on 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner shows 2 fouls in the ballgame. 5 here in the second half on Hamilton Heights. Just 3 on the cadets. Crossover dribble. Lauren Goodman should get up to Bollinger. Kaylin Bollinger drives the lane, kicks it to the corner. So drive in, get a 12-foot baseline shot. That's Annika Nelson for 2. 39-20. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. Trying to get across the timeline. Working her deadly all game long has been Lauren Goodman. In the paint, off the glass, shot when he go. That was Kaylee Roten. Rebound out of there, Concordia. Credit the board to Annika Nelson. Outside, Goodman. Thought about a shot. Converging on defense, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble right side, behind the arc, make the pass. Right there, working around. That's Bollinger. They're working down low. Shot when he go. Taking the shot there, 24. Take that back. Taking that shot was 21, Samantha Huffman. She's in the ball game, 5'10 junior. Samantha Huffman wears number 21. 3:44 on the game clock. Behind the arc, back pedal dribble, has the cherry. She's working against Bollinger. That's coach's daughter versus coach's daughter right there. They're working down low. Michaela Moran off the glass, got the bucket. Michaela Moran for 2. She'll get 1 more. She's going to tie that 2 again. It's the opposite 2 this time. You got some short shoestrings there. 3:31 on the game clock. Checking out, getting a breather, and a hand clap from the bench and the faithful. Traveling faithful here from Hamilton Heights. Taking a seat, number 20, Kaylee Roten. 1 shot here for Kaylee Michaela Moran. She started this day 57%. She's better than that now. Michaela got the 3-point play. 42-20. Across the timeline, Goodman. Good dribbling exhibition. She'll jump pass out of there to Kaylin Bollinger on the dribble working against her. Right there is Ella Hickok. She'll pass off corner. She's going to make a pass to someone who's not there. She was working in the paint, wanting to get rid of it. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok going to walk across the timeline. 3:07 left. Fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights in front. 42-20. We're at Fort Wayne Concordia High School, home of the Cadets. We're working left side inside the arc. That was Ella. She'll pitch off Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it outside behind the arc. Mia Shields to the corner. Drive the baseline is Ella. She'll kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Long up the rim for Cameron. Fighting for the board. Michaela Moran. She's going to get locked up right there. Jump ball. She'll lock it up with Annika Nelson. The ultimate possession arrow. Going to give it back to the Cadets. Going to get wholesale substitution now. Coming in from the bench. Right there from Coach Nicole Bollinger. She's going to bring five new gals out there. They call that wholesale. If you're keeping books, it's pretty easy to find out who just went in the ball game. I know Nick King is over there. He traveled with the team. He's a good scorekeeper. He does it quite often at Hamilton Heights, varsity and JV. They're working around, boys and girls, I should say. They're working right side with the basketball. Go behind the arc. Working the left side. They're working back in. Mahalat Lee. Shot taken in the paint. Wouldn't go. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay in the front court. Stay in the front court right there with Concordia. 2:24 left. 42-20. Lady Huskies in front. Going to bring it in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to have to get rid of it. Finally does. Going to be stolen momentarily by Hadley Carey. Her momentum took her out of bounds. But give the ball back to Concordia. Four subs going to check in for the Lady Huskies. Kennedy Carey going to be one of them. Where's number 25? 13. Katie Brown, 23 in the ballgame. That's Cassidy Schakel. We'll get that final sub for you in a minute here. Nobody guarding the shooter. Entry pass in the paint. That's a pretty easy shot. I think a lot of people could have hit that shot. We're going to credit that shot to number 12, Hannah Zillman. Hannah Zillman, a senior, 5'6", in the ballgame, scoring buckets. 42-22. Behind the arc, Katie Brown. She'll dribble left side. Working right side behind the arc. That's Kennedy Cherry. Back to Katie Brown. She'll work with the Ottinger. That's Morgan Ottinger. Had her dad in middle school football. I tell you what, her dad, quite an athlete. Same as he is. I tell you what, she's a toughie. 34. Ottinger. That's Morgan Ottinger. Driving the lane right there outside the paint. Off the glass, got the bucket. Cameron Runner. Sophomore athlete. 1:30 left in the fourth quarter. 44-22. They'll put it inside there. Lost the handle. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul on Morgan Ottinger. She wears 34. Going to call a reach-in. Going to be the sixth foul here in the second half on the Lady Huskies. A non-shooting foul. No bonus. From here on out, we'll have the bonus. Should a foul occur. In the ballgame for Concordia, number 15, Matea James. She's a 5'7 senior. Can be brought in, bounce pass. To the surface, they call it traveling. Not quite sure on that, Jim. She fell to one knee. I guess that's an automatic travel. Give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Katie Brown. Back to Kennedy. Kennedy Carey. Now bring the ball back around the perimeter. It's Morgan Ottinger. Back to Kennedy Carey. She'll bounce it to the corner. She's out on the way. Got it. 3-point land. That's Morgan Ottinger for three. 47-22. We're under a minute. Bring it from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Mahalat Lee. Take that back. That's 30. Karma Bryant. Karma Bryant, a 5'6 sophomore. Going to work at right side. Pick up the screen. Lefty Tanning, the dribbler. They'll work it inside. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Karma Bryant. Fighting for the rebound. Picked up by Cameron Leonard. She'll get it back to Morgan Ottinger. They'll get it back to the point guard. They'll work it back to the front court. Katie Brown. She'll dribble. She'll go all the way to the hoop off the glass. Would go. 20 seconds left. Crossing the timeline of the basketball. The cadets. They're working out top. Thought about a shot. Works it back. Number 11, Lexi Panning. She'll dribble inside the arc. Bring it back. On the dribble now in the corner is Karma Bryant. She'll pick up her dribble. Thought about a shot. Got it blocked by Cameron Runner. Let's rebound the basketball and a clock and she's out. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Hamilton Heights 47, Concordia 22. We thank you for listening. We thank our halftime guest, Coach Dan Shields. Dan Shields, 64 graduate from Jackson Central. Same thing as Hamilton Heights. We thank both coaches for their cooperation. That's Coach Keegan Cherry of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And Coach Nicole Bollinger, Fort Wayne Concordia and Lady Cadets. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank Patrick Morris. Pat Morris, I tell you what, if he wasn't here, we'd have trouble for the first game. Thankful for him, and we hope we'll have a good ride home. We thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. Hope you'll tune in on Thursday. The Lady Huskies will be at Blackford. We'll do the 7:30 ball game, and if you want to tune in about 7:15, we'll try to have a pregame near there. And Fort Wayne Concordia will be in action on January 4th. January 4th, Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets will travel to Jay County, do battle with the Lady Patriots, 6 and 7:30. And we'll mention no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.